Book, Barack Obama Attacked Donald Trump as a Madman, and Racist, Sexist Pig. By Joshua Kaplan on May 19, 2021. Former President Barack Obama launched sharp barbs when referring to former President Donald Trump during closed-door donor events over the last 5 years, revealed excerpts of a forthcoming book. The Guardian reported. Obama jettisoned any such caution during the 2020 election that put his own vice president, Joe Biden, in the White House. But behind the scenes, with donors and advisors, Obama was reportedly much more candid. According to a new book, Obama called Trump a madman, a racist, sexist pig, that fucking lunatic and a corrupt motherfucker. The remarks are reported in Battle for the Soul, Inside the Democrats' Campaigns to Defeat Donald Trump by Edward Isaac DeVere, a staff writer at The Atlantic, which will be published next week. Obama's private words for Trump shouldn't come as a surprise. In May, Yahoo News reported that Obama had criticized Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, referring to it as absolute chaotic disaster while addressing former members of his administration. What we're fighting against is these long-term trends in which being selfish, being tribal, being divided, and seeing others as an enemy, that has become a stronger impulse in American life. And by the way, we're seeing that internationally as well. It's part of the reason why the response to this global crisis has been so anemic and spotty, Obama reportedly said at the time. It would have been bad even with the best of governments. It has been an absolute chaotic disaster when that mindset of what's in it for me and to heck with everybody else, when that mindset is operationalized in our government, he is said to have added. In the final stretch of the 2020 election, Obama's criticism of Trump reached its crescendo. Appearing on CBS's The Late Show, Obama told host Stephen Colbert the Trump administration has exceeded his worst fears. Had we just taken those steps, there is no doubt we would have saved some lives. And ironically, the economy would be better, Obama stated in the interview. You couldn't make up some of the stuff that you're seeing, Obama told the host. And it is to the detriment of the country. But as you said, it runs contrary to what would have been smart politics if the Republicans wanted to maintain the White House.